Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Blue jean lady, L.A. made it. Seems as for the band. Oops, my mic's on again. Sports to the Max is on the air. News Talk 830 WCCO. You're home to the Timberwolves, who will play tonight. 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off against a really good Phoenix Suns team. Best team in the NBA right now. Coming off the Golden State, I have not heard a status report. If you can check it, Hammer, on D'Angelo Russell. I'm guessing out.
Last I heard, he's out tonight with a shin contusion.
A shin contusion. Okay. The old shin contusion. Sidelines D'Angelo Russell tonight against the Suns and Devin Booker and Chris Paul. Okay. He's had a couple contusions since he's been here and in the league. So this is what angers me, and it should anger you too. Is when we decide that it's time for a change, we don't just decide it's time for a change. We decide that somehow in our minds we have to rationalize out this change. And so we take people that have done valued service and done a lot of things really well, and we kick them to the curb as if to say, you are no longer part of this anymore. You are no longer part of Minnesota. You are no longer part of our whatever. And it sickens me because what we don't do is say, okay, here's what they did well, here's what they didn't do well, and move on. What I'm getting at is the Minnesota Vikings. And the number of people that said, oh, I think it's kind of time for a change. Nobody even knows it's time for a change. And then the second piece to that, which nobody knows anything about, is when they say things like, the game passed Rick Spielman by is different now. No, it didn't. Rick Spielman worked tirelessly for that organization. Rick Spielman had a cot in his office so that he could stay up at night watching tape of potential free agents and players that played in the Canadian Football League. And he as best he could, covered the entirety of it to bring as many quality football players to the Minnesota Vikings as possible. That's what he did. He spent all his time relentlessly pursuing personnel that would help the Minnesota Vikings. When Mike Zimmer said we need more defense, what did he do? He went out and got Tomlinson and Peterson, and they brought Everson Griffin in, high risk, I get it, during the season. He did everything he could to throw good players at the issues. And the only thing people will point to is they'll say, Christian Ponder. Okay, what about Brett Favre? What about when 2009, when they got Brett Favre to come back here and play and found a way to make that work? What I liked about Rick Spielman was he had guts, man. He would pull the trigger on a deal if he thought it would help. And there's a lot of them that you've since forgot about that help give this team respectability, credibility, or at least you could see why he did it. Brett Favre came in 2009, magical. 2010, things aren't going so well. Sidney Rice is hurt. Percy Harvin doesn't come to camp right away. And they don't get off to a great start. So what does he do? He goes out and gets Randy Moss. People forget him. Oh, wait, Moss, that's right. Oh, that second tenure with the team. The freak. Moss does not conform to a team concept, and Brad Childress cuts him. But he made the effort to try to save the season. The season never got saved. Brad Childress ended up on the outs. Leslie Frazier came in. The dome collapsed. They played a game in Philadelphia on Tuesday because of a snowstorm out there. All those things. Then he went out and got Donovan McNabb. Because you forget this now. Because they needed something. They didn't have a veteran quarterback. You can say, well, that was a bad decision because it didn't work that well. No, it didn't work that well. But the point is he had the guts to go out there and try to get the deal done. And when you look at some of the players on this team, Adam Thielen was a free agent invite in the spring. Anybody in the NFL could have drafted him or signed him. Only the Vikings went out and gave him a shot under Rick Spielman's watch. Justin Jefferson's a pretty good wide receiver. Irv Smith, who they lost this year, looks like a pretty good tight end. Delvin Cook was a steal in the second round, an absolute steal in the second round. Do you think some people would like to have that draft back? Christian Darrisaw looks like he's going to be a player at left tackle. Danielle Hunter, you didn't have to go to the first round to get him either, did you? You had to look at his potential and decide that there was an upside, and he turned out to be one of the great defensive ends. Obviously, the injuries you can't control. But he's there. He's in play. Eric Kendricks, Anthony Barr, you know, the list goes on and on. And I can't, and the other one was, and at a time they looked like they were right on track. The year they drafted Anthony Barr, they went and took Teddy Bridgewater late in the first round, and Bridgewater was trending exactly the way they projected him to. He was on point. He was figuring out the game. He was learning how to play the game. Remember, they had gone. They lost the Ice Bowl to Seattle. Bridgewater was the quarterback that day, played pretty well, and it looked like things were going in the right direction. And then one day, you know, he breaks his leg so bad that you know, it looked like he'd never play again. So they go out and get Sam Bradford and try to save the season. And he did that time and time again, and he had a lot of good draft picks along the way and a lot of free agents. And I hate that when people, he got to go. You know, he didn't, the game passed. The game didn't pass him by. Analytics didn't pass him by. They got plenty of analytics and data in that place, in their database and the way they go about their business. You ought to see what they do when they interview and find out information on potential draft picks. They know everything. They know if the guy is dating someone seriously. They know what kind of high school he went to, what the demographic makeup was of it, so that they could figure out how he fit in that school and if he'll fit in an NFL locker room. This is all stuff under the direction of Rick Spielman. And people want to throw him out like, oh, it didn't get done. Well, they had 2 years and they just missed this last year. And had it not been for two COVID Sundays that they missed with Cousins and Cook, who knows if Thielen hadn't got her, et cetera. The field goals, we all know about it. We don't have to rewrite it, but they weren't far away from being a really good team. And people want to say, and now you bring in Adolfo Mensah, and today he's talking to a defensive coordinator from the New York Giants, whose name is escaping me for a second, Hammer. Okay, anyway, here's the point. His first move as the general manager of the Minnesota Vikings is he's got, I'm going to tell you how this works and what happened, just so you understand it. So they've got all their head coaching candidates that they've interviewed. The committee has interviewed. Well, now you got a new GM in. And he has to have some input, so it doesn't just look like they're handing him a coach. He's got to vet some people.
Patrick Graham's the defensive coordinator for the Giants.
Patrick Graham is the defensive coordinator for the New York Giants. New York Giants are terrible. So he knows Graham from the past, and this is not unusual. And so he extends that he's going to interview him tomorrow. Patrick Graham has no chance to get this job. I will assure you of that. But he's a friend, and he's doing him a favor, and he's getting his name out there so that down the road people can say, well, yeah, the Vikings interviewed him, so maybe that's what this is. And he's got to make it look like, as a general manager, that he's just not walking into a situation where the committee hands him his candidate or his finalist for the coaching job. So he's got to do something that makes it look like, hey, man, I'm in the game here, too. I have original ideas for this as well. Maybe he's got a good one. Maybe he doesn't. The point is, that's the game that's being played right now. And that's, you know, maybe it will, maybe it won't work out. I don't know. I don't think any of us know enough about his background. But then people get excited about this guy, new guy. We don't know anything about this guy, if he can win or not. We know he spent some years, didn't play football, got a great story in terms of getting cut from his basketball team in high school, sticking with it, going to Princeton. All the things that he did are just wonderful. I mean, it'd be a great motivational speech for your kids to hear, being out at the press conference there yesterday and listening to him. We don't know if he's going to be any good at this job, but people want to sign off on him already. Oh, yeah, he'll get this is modern-day football. No, it's not. There's no version of this that indicates that it's going to be any better than under Rick Spielman. It's just that you want to believe that. Take a deep breath, folks. Man, take a look at this. Take a look at the body of work. Take a look at what he's done. He deserves a fair shot, to be sure. But it's not like he's overwhelming anybody and saying, oh, my gosh, you know. And I guarantee you they've got a head coach in their back pocket that they're going to name. But right now this is all camouflage to make it look like the process was what it was. And the new GM has to make it look like, hey, I got a little something input here, too. And I'm not going to just take who the committee has for their list, because then it looks like I'm just following the committee. So I'm going to go out and I'm going to interview this guy. I don't know, maybe I'll have a couple others. Doesn't mean anything, but I'll do that because I got to make it look like I'm the GM and I'm running it. That's the real world, folks. That's the way it really, really works out there. It's not the one that you live in where you say, well, you know, Spielman did this. No. Zimmer did that. You know, Zimmer did a lot of really good things here. And he represented a lot of what people wanted to hear out there when he would get in players' faces and say, not good enough. Early on in his tenure, when Adrian Peterson made some overtures after he was suspended about maybe he doesn't want to play in Minnesota anymore, and Zimmer, who liked Adrian Peterson, just said, either he plays for us or he doesn't play. We got his contract. He signed the contract. So either he's going to play for us or he's not going to play. And at the time, people found that incredibly refreshing. A guy that's not afraid to say what's on his mind and the way it is. There was a lot of good that came out of that kind of an old school from the West mentality that it takes to be a head coach and not back down from, you know, whoever those players are. Now, sometimes that might have missed. He might have mismanaged that part of it. But there was some good in that, too. You don't just have to say, well, Zimmer was all bad. But no, he wasn't all bad. He did a lot of really, really good things while he was here. And just because the tenure's over doesn't make them bad and the next one's good. And I can't take that anymore. Listening to people that, you know, I've been out there. I know these people. I know what they do. You know, and I actually talk to people inside the organization that know what's going on. This isn't a, well, I saw on Twitter or I posted. No, I know these people. I talk to these people. I know what they go through. I know who the people are out there. This isn't me shooting from the hip. Well, this is a fan's perspective. No, be better than that if you're going to stand behind a microphone. And be better than that if you're a fan. When we come back, we'll break down the rest of the playoffs, and I may go on another rampage. I haven't decided yet. Stay with us. 7:21 and change, Sports to the Max, the program. Timberwolves coming up at 7:30 with the pregame show. Alan Horton will take it and run with it from there. The Wolves and the Phoenix Suns, a wonderful team to watch. Hammer, you and I, before we talk football, we're talking, you know, it's like last night. I enjoyed watching the Golden State Warriors, you know, even if it's at the expense of the Wolves, because I still enjoy watching good basketball. And the Wolves played pretty well last night. They hung in there for a lot of it, and I enjoyed that. I don't need a win, I guess, maybe because I'm getting older, but I just enjoy a good game.
They were competitive last night. That's all I ever asked of the teams around here, be competitive, be entertaining, give us a chance to win or so. And once D'Angelo Russell got hurt, that just changed the momentum of the game,
yeah,
I think.
It was as if, they, you know, without Beverly, too. I mean, if you have Beverly's in there, you got your shot. But Patrick Beverly was in the street clothes. He's hurt, too. And so, you know, you reduce yourselves to a different kind of a roster, and you don't have a point guard. You know, you got a point guard, but not one that you really trust the same way you do those, too. So we get to this, the finality of, you know, the Super Bowl entrance to be decided. Would you say last weekend was the best weekend to play football ever?
You know, I've been thinking about this all week long.
I should almost rephrase it, the best finishes. Because there's a lot of bad football that was played last week that was made up for in the final quarter.
There was. I can't think of a weekend where you have four exciting finishes like that in the postseason. I mean, I've been watching for a lot of years, and just I can't think of one that tops what we saw last weekend.
I just can't imagine there could be.
No, how could there be? I mean,
and then, of course, the final game being the capper, Kansas City.
You have three games end with game-winning field goals, and then the Chiefs scoring to tie the game with 13 seconds left, and then winning in overtime. Just, I mean, how much more dramatic can it get, Mike?
Yeah, it can't, you know. No, I mean, it just can't. That's why I thought Eric Bieniemy would show up, a more or less offensive coordinator for Kansas City. He didn't show up on the Vikings list as a candidate. And I assume this from when he coached back here, the people knew him and didn't think he had the, you know, whatever it is, the makeup of a head coach.
I wonder if Bieniemy's also not getting a look because Kansas keeps winning or so and teams aren't waiting around to hire coaches or so. Like,
no, I don't think that's it.
You don't think that's it?
Yeah, he'd have gone in a minute. Yeah.
Okay.
So this weekend, the games are less compelling from the standpoint that the quarterbacks are out of it, right?
Yes.
Except for Mahomes.
Yes, Mahomes is the
best. And Burrow's in there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I mean, nothing wrong. Would you put Stafford ahead of Cousins or Cousins ahead of Stafford if you picked one quarterback?
I put Stafford ahead of Cousins.
Because why?
I just think he's more talented than Cousins is. I think Cousins has done very well for being a fourth-round pick. He's kind of overachieved. But I think Stafford, I mean, he did a lot of good there at Detroit, even though he had really nothing to work with there.
Remember that day they sacked him 10 times?
Oh, God. Whew. I think he's still
seems like
it.
A good kid too. I mean, not kid, yeah. But you know. But, okay, so San Fran. This is a weird game because L.A. is a higher seed.
They are.
San Francisco has dominated L.A.
Yes, they have. Six straight,
including the last game. Six straight is uncanny. You know,
it is.
But so you see what?
You know, I think the Rams find a way to win this game because they went all in this year. They brought in Von Miller. They load up on offense, bring Odell Beckham in and everything. It's like Super Bowl bust for them. And even though they lost six straight, they just played the 49ers a couple weeks ago, and they had the game won up until the final minute.
And let's be honest, those teams were in two different places at that
time. They were.
Meaning San Francisco had to have it.
I do think at some point, Ellie's got to find a way to break through and beat the 49ers. Why not this week?
I'm trying to think of why they wouldn't, and I can't see it.
Yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo, to me, is the only quarterback that I've seen that has won two playoff games and his market value has gone down in the open market.
It's funny how that works, isn't it?
I mean, he just doesn't make – now, some of it last week was weather conditions.
Yes.
For both quarterbacks because Rodgers didn't, you know, and Devontae Adams was non-existent. I mean, there was a lot going on there with – I don't know if it was the cold or just slippage or whatever.
Yeah.
But fair to say – that it wasn't just Garoppolo, but you know, he throws an interception right before the half that just makes no sense.
And, yes,
you know, the week before he throws an interception that just makes no sense. And,
yes.
You know, so I suppose if San Francisco can run the ball, you know,
and
I like their defense. I mean, you know, as long as Bosa's playing, man, he's a wrecking crew.
They have some guys that can really get after the quarterback. Armstead, Dee Ford,
yep.
Nick Bosa. I mean, how would you face those guys on a day, all day
yep.
long?
Now we go over to Cincinnati and Kansas City, and my guess is there aren't three people that are picking Cincinnati in this one, if for no other reason than they saw the end of the Kansas City game, and that's the only memory.
I think the Bengals have overachieved this year.
Yeah.
They had two favorable matches in the playoffs against the Raiders and the Titans. And, you know, credit to the Bengals. They broke through their heck, got their first playoff win in 31 years.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Went on the road, found a way to win in Tennessee. But I think like Cinderella, clock strikes midnight this week. I don't think they're going to have to beat Mahomes and the Chiefs yet.
So paint me a picture where they do win. What's the pathway for Cincinnati? Their offensive line doesn't look very good.
They got to force a lot of turnovers, make a lot of mistakes, you know, maybe a couple pick here, there, force a fumble or so. I mean, if Kansas City plays a clean game, I don't see how they beat the Chiefs. I really don't.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. You know, I'm just thinking out loud now.
Yeah.
Where does it happen? I guess, you know, you got the combination, the quarterback receiver combination. Yeah, take that away. I mean, they sacked him, what, nine times last week?
Nine sacks, yeah.
You know, that doesn't leave you a lot of room for error for Cincinnati.
It does not or so. And he'll still be feeling that going into the Chiefs' defense this
week, too.
How about,
you know, Todd Downing's the offensive coordinator for Tennessee. He's taking a little heat now. But people always think, well, how are these coaches going to be coached? They assume they play. I know Todd for years. Yeah, he was just a backup player at Edenbury High School.
Yes.
He never, you know, he wasn't a star anywhere. He just, but then he got in with the Vikings and he worked his way up. And
put the work
in. Yeah, now he makes $1 billion a year probably, you know. But I think some people, you know, all of us get a little confused sometimes by who are these coaches, and you, there are kids out there that think I can't coach because I didn't play long enough. You need to play for sure, but play as long, and I think it really helps if you go play college somewhere.
Yeah.
Even if you know you go to St. John's and you never get in the game, at least you see the culture and you're exposed to what college football is.
Get some reps
in a no-cut environment, but it's not as if you had to have been an NFL player, you know?
No, exactly. I mean, as long as you put the work in or so, you play the game a little bit, you study, put the details in, you can be the guy.
Sunday morning, Pete Najarian and I will be joined by Vinny Serrato, former general manager of the Washington football team. Brian Lawton will join us, so will Bill McGuire, and much more. That's coming up Sunday on The Huddle right here on WCCO. But up next, it is the Timberwolves, and they are in the desert. And get ready for the cactus, because here come the Phoenix Suns, the best in the business. It's next on WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.